Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Well, live cattle and feeder cattle markets were a little bit higher today, not as high as they were at one point, but the April live cattle up 25 at 118.65, June's up 22 at 118.90. That was 62 off of their high in June live cattle. The next month out there, August, up 35 at 118.12. The June is still below the 20-day moving average, but above the 50-day, so there's not any real trend change at this point. Today's strength initially, I think, enticed the buyers to be more aggressive, but then not aggressive enough to keep it going higher. Feeder cattle were 20 to 67 higher, with the March up 42 at 135.10. The April's up 20 at 139.62. August 25, September 35, and actually today was a pretty quiet trading day. At Oklahoma City today, they were having somewhere around 8,000 head. It was early indications of it being steady to just a little bit higher. Box beef at midday was up $1.03 on choice at 231.02, select up 124 at 221.19. Today's lean hog market did give some back. It ended up down a dollar, but at one point was down over $2. On Friday, the market was higher on the day, but it really retreated from the high from about two trading days ago, which was over 102.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
And today's grain futures market was mixed. The corn ended up down 7 in May corn, 550 and 3 quarters. December was down 2.5 at 469. May soybeans up 2 at 1418. That was 13 off their lows. But toward the end of the day, the market tried to rally back and was got all the way back up to 1423 and 3 quarters. But was unable to get to the 25 level it set last week and break through that. And it did sell off just a little bit at the end, but November beans were down 4 at 12.16. Chicago wheat finished the day up 1 to 2 cents. Kansas City down 6 to 6.5. And that July Chicago Kansas City wheat spread, the difference between the July Kansas City and July Chicago wheat, was down 7.25 today at 35.25. At one point in recent history, it was actually the other way around. So it's had about a 40-cent swing now with Kansas City wheat back below the Chicago wheat, which really, if you look back over the last 20 or 30 years, that's not normal. Usually the Kansas City is above it, but it has been normal the last 2 or 3 years. May cotton down 12 at 84.56. Currently, the stock market is up about 165 in the Dow, 42 in the S&P, and crude oil is up about 5 cents at $61.47 per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.